Slam's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
You'll be wanting to stick around for the next half an hour because we have something fun for you. All I'm going to do is simply play the opener.
You can make anything sound sexy.
Make it saucy.
Oh.
And that's all I'm going to say.
Well, isn't that intriguing?
That's within the next half an hour. And nice voice work, Producer Belle. Well done.
Oh, was that Belle?
Oh, obviously.
Can I have that soundbite, please? I'm going to put that on a USB.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to do some homework with it.
Now, I want to address the wedding, but in a way, the royal wedding. But
Who cares? Every single radio station.
But in a way that no other station has dared to do, Tom, and that is talk about the glaring obvious.
What?
The downright gobsmacking social faux pas.
What?
That is happening with Harry and Meghan.
What's going on?
Didn't watch the wedding. But the age difference. The gender divide, Tom. Meghan is 36.
No, she's not.
Harry is merely a 33-year-old boy.
3 years?
She's a woman. He's a boy. That's what I'm suggesting.
Yeah.
She's an older woman, Tom. A Mrs. Robinson, if you will. Seen the film?
Yep. We have questions. What would you like to ask?
I haven't seen the film.
Okay.
But I know she's older. I want to know, are you with an older woman?
Oh.
Are you with an older woman?
Oh.
And now, I think that 3 years is a big enough of an age gap.
Can we also ask, have you been with an older woman?
Absolutely.
Or are you the older woman?
Are you doing a Harry and Meghan?
Oh, good.
Are you Harry and Meghaning right now?
Well, not with 3 years. I think 3 years is a bit boring.
That's more than I'm already a year and a half younger than my girlfriend, and I feel like I'm with an older woman.
133353, have you been with an older woman? Are you with an older woman? Or are you the older woman, Tom and Ollie on Triple M, Naughty After Nine? It's Bon Jovi. You give love a bad name. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Thank you so much to CoinSpot, who's chipped in an extra zero into the end of our sum, which makes us $2,500 for our end of year party that is going to be happening at the end of the year. We've got a lot to plan.
Just a 6-month build up to a huge, huge party, Tom.
We'll be investing in some cryptocurrency tomorrow night. So everyone, please do your homework. Tomorrow night, we'll ask you what we should invest the $2,500
in. Can we get John Bon Jovi to play?
Who's that?
John Bon Jovi? Is that what you just said before, I believe?
Shut up.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Of course, a content warning.
That's what
here,
I heard.
Of course.
I don't know. I don't know what you said. Who knows what you said?
Shut up, mate.
Tom, are you with an older woman?
What?
Are you? That's right. That music applies if you are with an older woman, Tom. Yeah. I'd be very shocked. but are you doing a Harry and Meghan? I mean, Meghan is older. She's 36. And I've just put my headphones out.
Don't mention his age. I mean, 3 years younger, isn't
that? And so, look, Harry's the younger brother, by the way. Will's always been the mature one in the partnership, and Harry's the silly party boy, obviously.
Did you watch the wedding?
No.
Yeah, neither.
I was at a pub at about 11 p.m. and it was still being played.
Insane.
But I didn't watch it. No, but I want to know about the Mrs. Robinson effect. Have you been with an older lady?
Mm.
Have you been, been shown the way? Have you really been educated?
Or maybe you are the older woman on 133353, just like you, Renee. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, mate. What's your age, first of all?
I am 34.
Okay. And how old was
you? You are a Meghan, aren't you? same age bracket.
Yeah.
And my partner is 31.
I mean, and how does that work? I mean, that is just insane.
It either means that I'm mentally younger or he is just extremely mature.
Well, this is the thing. My girlfriend is, I would
or
say...
Or we meet somewhere halfway.
Yeah, my girlfriend's 2 years older than me, so I claim that I'm mature. And she agrees somewhat. So, Renee, are you immature?
I think to a certain degree you kind of have to be.
Yeah.
In order to enjoy life. Otherwise, everything just gets you down.
I mean, a 3-year age gap, though, how does that even work?
It just does.
Yeah,
right. Insane.
On, Renee.
Yeah.
Let's hear someone who's got maybe a bigger age gap.
Sally, you're 45 years old?
Yes.
How old's your partner?
He's 40. Just 40.
It's just, and you're just defying social norms, aren't you?
Yes, very well.
Yeah. Do you feel shunned by society at all?
Not at all, no. He's probably a little bit silly and keeps me silly too, so we probably don't even really feel the age that we are, so that's great.
I bet he is.
I mean, it's only 5 years though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not crazy age.
No, but when you're 40 and 45, that's a big development that happens in that time. So you're at 45, you're a different person to 40.
To 40, yeah.
When you're 40, you're clubbing, you're being silly, you're taking life for granted. 45, you're getting your superannuation organised.
As they say, 45. It's the new 25. 40 yeah. is the new 12.
45, are you still alive? They say. But 40, God, you're it's life's not shorty.
Thank you for giving us a call, Sally. Ken.
Shit.
Ken.
Hello.
Hey, Ken.
Hey.
G'day, how you going?
How old are you, Ken?
31.
How old's the woman?
38.
There we go. There we go. We're getting into the old lady territory here.
It's still 7 years.
No, but that is significant. Ken, you've been dating a while?
About a year.
Yeah, okay.
Is there different things that you guys are looking for in the relationship?
Not really, because I had a kid when I was relatively young, so I had to mature, yeah. And I've tried dating girls around my age younger, but they're
not good.
At the same level.
Yeah. You're mature.
Yeah, you're a mature
Yeah,
man.
Pretty much.
You're not a mature man, isn't that you're 50 years old, like a website would say, but you're
mature. No, I'm a massive kid still at heart, but yeah, I'm just mature in most levels otherwise.
That's kind of like me, Tom.
Is he still going out, Ken? Still hitting the clubs?
No, actually never been clubbing because, like I said, I had a kid when I was about 20, so never really got that opportunity.
Yeah, didn't miss much. So, nah. Is your partner, do you ever recognise, do you ever get caught out and go, oh yeah, you are old?
No, she looks younger than I do, so that helps.
Okay.
Yeah. See, because it's only mature. 7 years. Here we go. We need better than this, Ollie. I mean,
mate,
7 years is not an age.
Seven
gap
years.
You're going to put on radio.
7 years is defying all the odds. It's like a love story from another planet.
I'm seeing here we have an age difference
of greater than 7 years. Amazing, Tom. Up next, we'll chat to some people who are doing crazy things in the romance world.
Oh, you're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Give us a call 133353. Powderfinger, DAF, Triple M's Tom and Ollie, not very far away.
You can make anything sound sexy.
Make it saucy.
A brand new game that's going to be very fun. That's not far away.
It's not far away. We're talking about content warning?
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
We're talking about older women, Tom. Mature ladies, the ladies who are a bit older than the boys or girls that they're with.
Mm.
A bit of Megan and Harry situation, Tom. Megan is a shocking 36. Harry's a paltry 33. I don't know how they're going to connect on any sort of level. I'm talking sexual, emotional, physical, and even financial.
Just a sheet of information here from producer Belle. Megan wore a Givenchy dress.
Givenchy? Is that correctly said, Belle? Givenchy?
Givenchy.
Sir Elton John performed, and it was on Saturday, May 19th.
Good. John on 133353, have you been with an older woman? From that deep breathing, I'm going to say yes.
I think it was wind.
Josh.
I was wind on the phone.
How you going?
Good, Josh.
Good.
How are you?
Yeah,
good, yeah. So I'm 24 and she's 34.
Oh, my God.
That's a decade.
Yeah, to make matters worse, she's got an 8-year-old son.
Oh gosh. Oh, well, I don't want to say bad to worse, but Josh, well, how are you finding the age difference?
It's fine. Like, I just saw women around my age that I just sort of looked at it and went, I'm gonna go nowhere with life. Yeah. Just worried about buying a house, doing uni, and next minute I get chucked into coaching this 5-year-old boys, and next minute she's chatting me up and gives me the number, and that 3 years later we're strong.
Wow.
You've been together 3 years.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
She goes, oh, you're just very mature from any other guy that is around my age group. And I'm like,
really?
Okay, righto.
Take that, 34-year-olds. Take that.
Wouldn't pick you as a mature man.
Well, so, Josh, is it fair to say that you are, you've jumped on her, particularly because she has a bit more of a financial leap on you?
Well, she does, but that's what not sort of like I pursued. I was just, she was just good company, better than the girls that, you know, were around and just dumb bimbos who just didn't have a sense of clue of what's going on in life.
Right.
So I was just like, oh, well, at least she's got her head screwed on.
I was about to say that Belle's your age, Josh, but no, I won't say that because you've just said something rude. But Cody, speaking of Belle's age, you're 22, Cody. Have you had an older lady?
Yeah, how are we, fellas? So actually, last year when I was 21, me and my mate set up this, it was kind of like a little date thing from Tinder, and ended up getting with a 44-year-old. And
when you say, Cody, you set up a little date thing, is it any different to just having a normal date?
Yeah, so what happened was he was actually tuning a mate for a few months prior, and we were out on the town out on Brunswick Street. So about 5 o'clock in the morning, they had a hotel. They were up from the country. So we went home after that, and I must say, probably the best thing I've ever done, fellas. So if anyone's around this age, try and get with an older woman.
Okay.
How old was she?
She was 44. It's pushing the boundaries, but it's a good learning experience.
You reached an upper limit, did you?
And what did you learn? Like, what did you learn from being with an older woman, Cody?
What did I learn? Oh, look, I learned that the older women know how to do it best, and I definitely want to stick towards sort of that older age now. Not 44, but mid-30s, I reckon, does it for me.
Okay.
So with girls your own age, Cody, you're a bit yawn now, are you?
Oh, they're a bit boring, mate. Once you see what those 30 and 40-year-olds do, there's a lot of tricks.
I can only imagine. Okay. Yeah. And I do.
Producer Belle, do you want to respond to that? I mean,
girls your age, Belle, are boring.
Girls your age are boring. That's what Cody just said.
You want to try and swing Cody back to girls your age?
Cody can never call again.
You're supposed to be the nice voice of the show,
Belle. Not personal.
That's usually what we say. John, you're 49 years old. How old is the lady that you're with?
It was actually yesteryear, I guess, in my past.
Okay, okay. How old were you?
I was 21.
She was?
I can't actually quite remember. She was Mike's girlfriend's mother.
Okay, that's not good for radio. We need an age, mate.
The important part of the story is to know how old she was, roughly.
20 years my senior.
Wow, and you thought it was your friend's mum.
Yeah, yeah.
How was that experience? Was that good?
It was awesome. I never looked back.
Can you remember?
I can remember well.
Hang on, John. This is not what our producer Belle is telling us. Our producer Belle says that it was your ex-girlfriend's mum.
That's right. That's what I said.
Your friend's mum. Your ex-girlfriend's mum. That's insane. Why are you getting with your ex's mum?
Yeah, well, my ex-girlfriend, I was 19, 20. My girlfriend was 17 at the time. But she was quite boring.
Young girls are so boring.
Apparently,
so dull. Oh, get with the older ones.
Yeah, I mean,
who would want a girl who's in their 20s? Ugh, boring.
Anyway, doing good work there, producer Belle. 133353. If you can go any bigger than 20, we'll take it for sure.
Yeah.
Older women here.
133353. Older ladies.
Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Choir girl, cold chisel. Oh, no.
Oh, Tom.
It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Are you eating, Tom?
Sorry.
Do your job.
I did not see the time and ate a little bit of baklava.
It's not, you can't just sit there licking your fingers, you gross pig.
Remember,
press the button.
Remember before I told you about the restaurant that gave us baklava?
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah, it's shit.
No, it's good.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
It's weird having sticky fingers in Naughty After Nine with the baklava. We'll ask you to make it saucy very soon in a new game, but we're talking about older women here because of the royal wedding. Harry was 33, Meghan's 36.
They still are, Tom.
Exactly right.
So have you had an old lady? 133353, let us know.
We've had stories of like 20-year age differences. Producer Belle, you said that there was a story that came through on the phones that we couldn't put to air, but what was the story? Is that right? I thought you were going to tell us a story.
No, it's not true. Let's hear from Anthony.
No, I've popped Anthony on for you.
We've got Anthony here in the flesh on the phone. Anthony, how old were you?
I was 25 at the time.
Right.
And I know it doesn't sound bad, but the woman that I hooked up with was 26 and she had a kid. Now, that doesn't sound that bad, right? But
1 year.
Yeah, only 1 year.
Yeah.
But whilst this was happening in the toilet at a fancy party,
right,
my mate was hooking up with her mum, who was 55.
Oh. It's the stuff of movies, isn't it?
Oh, God bless him.
Yeah, and is so it, was there a was there ever? I mean, did you guys get together and as a group, or I guess not?
Nah, I didn't actually know about it until next morning when I sort of went to brag about it, and he said, "Well, yeah, I kind of hooked up with her mum."
Wow. So, were you surprised he did that? Were you surprised?
I was surprised, but I was more impressed that he'd then been with the grandmother.
Oh, of course, yeah, grandmother. Put the G words in there.
Sure, I was thinking I was a mother, you know, and yeah, he's a grandmother.
You thought you were doing well, but he's hit the G spot, the grandma spot. All right.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Triple M. All right, here's what I need. We've got a new game coming up next. I just need anyone doing anything to call 1-333-53 right now.
Yeah.
Just jump on the phone. It's very simple. Basically, anyone can play this game.
Yeah. And I reckon, Tom, I'm up for this.
What, you're up for this game?
Yeah, I really am.
You reckon you could make anything what the premise of this game? Because I'm not going to say what this game is yet, Ollie.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Okay. Do you want to play the opener?
No, I'm going to do that next.
Okay.
1-333-53. I just need you on the phone doing everyday things. All right. This is brand new music here. It's called Highway Tune. It's by Greta Van Fleet. But please, 1-333-53, jump on that phone. Up next, a new naughty game for Naughty After Nine.
And it's secretive.
It's very secretive. You'll find out what it is next. New music, Triple M, Tom and Ollie. Highway Tune, Greta Van Fleet, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Always get in touch via the socials as well. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Tom and Ollie with a Y.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
I've got a new game for you, Ollie, that I think you're going to be pretty good at.
Oh, mate, I know I am. I know I am, because this is right up my alley. What I do well is sexy stuff. And this is sexy stuff. Play that opener, Tom.
You can make anything sound sexy.
Make it saucy.
It's called Make It Saucy.
And thank you, Bell, for your involvement with that opener.
Producer Bell. Nice
now,
stuff.
I, you know, you're the voiceover. You know, you do voices, Tom.
That's what I do.
You've got a, you know, you've got a deep voice in inverted commas.
Wait.
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, you're riding your own fader there, making yourself sound really good, which you wouldn't do for me.
But here's the premise of the game.
You're not as sexy as me.
You take something every day, something that you're doing right now, and you make it saucy, baby. Mm. Now, Ollie, do you want to have a go? You reckon you're pretty good at this?
I reckon I can do it. I can do it really well. And it's a bit of a tango, I think. Mm. You know, because I can't have a conversation with myself. Mm. I'm going to have a chat to Michelle. And
Hang on. No. You're doing it by yourself, mate. What are you talking about? You're not having a chat with Michelle. You have to do it by yourself.
What do you mean? So just talk about what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, talk about what you're doing right now. I'll hit the music.
Okay. Well, Tom, what I'm doing tonight is I'm making sure that every lady listening to this, making sure their ears are pricked. Real, really pricked. Because I'm not doing things in halves. If anything, I'm doing things in doubles.
Michelle on 1-333-53, do you reckon you can make it saucy?
I think I've got a better one than that.
All right, Brian, I'll hit the music off and then you make the Everyday Live saucy.
I just finished playing basketball and I'm dripping with sweat driving home to Ocean Grove.
Oh, it's a long drive, Michelle.
It's very good, Michelle. Very saucy. I like that. I like it a lot. Paul, you want to make it saucy, mate?
Oh, no. I've rung at the wrong time.
Come
Paul,
on, Paul.
You've got a good voice there, Paul.
Mate, my missus is yelling at me. The kids are looking out the window. I said, put Triple M on. Listen, I'm Paulie on the radio. I've rung at the wrong time. Can I get a T-shirt?
Well, Paul, if you make it saucy, I reckon we can give you a T-shirt.
Oh, this is hot. I'm in the shit so much. This is tops. I love it. I don't know.
Yeah, nah. You've killed it, mate. You haven't made the everyday life saucy. You've actually gone naughty there. And that's the aim of the game, Ollie. You can't go too naughty. You can't be explicit in the naughtiness. You have to make it saucy.
Yeah.
Zane, you want to have a go?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
All right, here we go. I'll hit the sax off and you make it saucy.
I'm creepily standing at the front of my girlfriend's house about to enter the back door.
Oh.
Nice.
What happens?
Does she know you're there?
When you enter into her house.
I've sent her a message.
Yeah. What's the message there?
I'm coming through the back door.
Thick with innuendo.
Oh. Don't say
that. She better be prepared.
Yeah. You want to be prepared for that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 133353. Do you want to try and make it saucy? Give us a call.
My interpretation of this as well is that it's a bit of a dance between us.
A tit for tat?
A dance between us and the listener.
All right, we can dance. We can sauce it up with you. 133353. Make it saucy with us. Tom and Ollie, Triple M, Naughty After Nine. Nice upbeat one for Monday night. Every breath you take, the police. You're on Triple M. Our names are Tom and Ollie. We have questions. After 9 o'clock. Those questions, they turn naughty.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Tonight we have a new game, and thank you to Producer Belle for voicing this one.
You can make anything sound sexy.
Is that Belle?
Make it saucy.
Oh, that's Belle there. Yeah, nice. Make it saucy is the game, Tom, and it's a challenge for everyone. Whatever you're doing right now, can you make it sexy? We've got a few players.
Whoa. It ain't sexy, buddy. It's saucy.
Oh, yeah, right, okay.
Make it saucy.
Can you make it saucy?
You know, Ollie, dripping in sauce.
Oh, yeah, like if you just got some Maccas, then I guess you got some sweet and sour sauce with that. Am I right? Dripping it all over your chin.
It's sweet and sour sauce.
Okay, well, you better run this.
Sorry,
thing, Tom,
I know exactly what I'm doing, and you don't.
I've got no idea. I had a cheeseburger, and it was a bit cold.
Here's what happens. I'm going to rip into the saxophone here, Ollie, and then I want you to make it saucy with Lee.
G'day, Lee. What are you up to?
I'm just cleaning up dishes and having a red wine.
Make it saucy, Lee.
Let's make that a bit saucier, Lee, because what you're doing there is you're scrubbing some plates clean, huh?
Absolutely. Massaman. My husband cooked it. So.
All right. Well, Lee, work with me here. You're not really, you know, saucing it up. I mean, you've mentioned a sauce, but are you licking the plate clean kind of deal, Lee?
Well, can we do the saxophone again?
You want to start again?
You want to go again?
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we can go again.
Oh, over to you, Lee.
Yeah. Hang on.
Okay. Stop.
I'm wiping my husband's Massaman sauce off the plate. And he's trickling red wine into my glass.
You could have just said you were wiping your husband's sauce off the plate.
Oh, I could have.
Tom is the perennial expert here.
I'm good at this game.
I mean, really good at correcting what people could have done. Well, okay, Tom, over to you, big sexy man.
All right, I'll do it with Catherine.
Do it with Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. When I said do it with you, I meant make it saucy.
Well, hello there.
What are you
doing? I've just finished nursing.
Yeah, you go.
Oh, that's easy.
You go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've finished nursing, have you?
Yeah, I've just got out of my scrubs.
Oh.
After a long day.
You're going to step into the bathtub?
I am.
Wash
I'm going to step in that, get out of that dirty gear that I've been working all day, giving those rub downs, giving those sponge baths.
Oh, hey, Catherine, it's Ollie here.
Hi there.
What are you guys doing? Sounded fun.
Yeah.
Are you going to keep with those clothes on and going to take them off?
You've really ruined this, Ollie.
I'm like a teenage boy.
Me and Catherine were having a great time, and then you had to come in and ruin it.
I just bowled in. I couldn't resist.
So sorry, Catherine. Oh,
it was too saucy.
It was saucy. All right, you go have a go with Taylor, because currently you're not very good at this game.
You had a nurse, for God's sake. All right. Hey, Taylor.
Hey, how you doing?
Man, so good. So, what are you doing right now, Taylor?
Currently driving really, really slow in my work here.
Oh, yeah.
Got one hand on the gear stick, one hand on my tin of cold soup.
Oh. You call it a gear stick, I call it a joystick.
It is a stick. And sometimes when I go over the bumps, the soup falls out the tin and drips down my mustache onto the pants.
Oh my gosh.
Is it a thick and creamy soup?
It's a cold vegetable, hearty, very hearty
yeah.
soup.
Yeah, no, you've ruined it there.
I got too turned on by Catherine's, I'll be honest.
I know you did.
Yeah, and I just couldn't resist.
You lost it.
I lost my shit.
You got too saucy.
Wouldn't have a bar of it. I would have a bar of it. Yeah.
don't talk about bars. Dom and Ollie, Triple M. It's a great way to end the night, and it's so fitting. Dumb things. Paul Kelly and the messages. Fitting for you, Ollie, but first of all, I'll just play the content warning with Tom and Ollie here on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
That's right, Tom. About 5 days on from my crack wax that I got done last week in studio.
They're calling it Trim for Rim.
By professionals. It was somewhat of a Trim for Rim. That was the campaign, the underground campaign, unofficial.
Mm-hmm.
On that front, no movements. Oh. Can I just say that?
Trim like, as in you haven't had a movement because you're trying to get the rim, so you haven't had a movement?
Don't just, all I'm saying is so far it's just trim. Trim for.
Because I was talking bowel movements then.
Okay. I have had bowel movements.
Oh,
is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, but don't worry. It's over your head.
Yeah, it's too smart for me.
Yeah,
you're too smart.
I know.
It's growing back already. For one, already I can tell it's growing back. It's no longer the baby's bum smooth. It's
spiky.
It's not spiky.
You've got 5 o'clock shadow on your bottom.
No, I've got a little bit of. A little bit of grow back, and that's expected. I'm okay with that. I've been using my bump eraser cream twice daily, as recommended.
What's that?
It's the cream the girls gave me.
Oh, cool.
Because it deters ingrowns and rashes and stuff.
Thank you to Caron Lab Australia.
One thing I did today, which it was an impulse, and I just did it, was put some talcum powder in the crack.
Mm.
I think I just had the urge to because I figured that's what that's for. Is it for that? It is?
I think it's to avoid the chafe. I think it was designed for baby's bums.
Well, I've got one. A baby's bum with a bit of stubble, but I have got a smooth bum. So, yeah. Look, it felt good, the talcum powder.
Is that the update that you wanted
to
give us?
That's a bonus.
Oh, right.
The key learning is that for most of my life, with a hairy bottom, I've been the master of a silent fart.
Oh.
I never make a noise. Okay. Never.
Yep.
I look you in the eye, I tell you, I never make a fart noise when I fart.
That's pretty true.
I make a trumpet noise.
I don't think I have heard you
make
a noise. No.
The hair gone is a game changer. And I tell you what, maybe I can't work out how girls are getting around town not making big noises, because it seems to me like once you have no hair, skin on skin equals friction equals fart noise.
Oh, no.
You're looking at the thing to play a sound or... Well timed. Bravo, Tom. You are on fire. I can say it again if you want.
The computer was loading.
Skin on skin.
Sorry, it went early. See ya.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter @TomandOllie.